There is promising news from a group of economists who are studying health care and life expectancy in the U.S. Americans over the age of 65 are living not just longer lives, but healthier lives. The new study is out of Harvard. Here to take a closer look is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Lisa.
So what does the new study find specifically?
Well, I'd say this new study quantifies what many of us have observed among our own families and friends, which is that for a lot of older people, the age of 70 or 80 or even 90 just doesn't mean what it used to. Seems like more than ever, you can see some pretty great quality of life in older people these days.
And the study looked not at the quality of life exactly, but at disability, correct?
Right, correct. So it looked at data from the early 90s through the late 2000s, and what it found was that people over 65 not only came to live longer by a couple of years, but the amount of time they spent disabled went down, even though they were living longer. So I spoke with Professor David Cutler. He's one of the Harvard health economists who just had this study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. And I asked him what this means for, say, the average person who's now 65.
So they'll live about 11 years more non-disabled and about 8 years more disabled. In the past 20 years, the non-disabled years have gone up by about 2, and the disabled years have fallen by about a half a year.
On average, then, the math says that a current American who's 65 years old would live non-disabled until they're about 76, that's on average, and then disabled until they're about 84?
Right, on average. And what they mean by non-disabled is that people are able to pretty much get around and manage their daily life without much help. So more non-disabled years, that's good news. And Cutler and his colleagues pinpointed two very interesting reasons for this drop in disability, in the hearts and in the eyes.
So for hearts, I'm guessing that you mean better treatment of things like heart disease with the use of statins and other meds?
Exactly. A bit more unexpected is the eyes. Cutler says that 20 years ago, a lot of elderly people were limited, even disabled, by vision problems.
Cataract surgery has become much easier than it was, much less expensive, more available, and it seems to have had quite a marked impact, certainly on the quality of life. That is, many fewer people report disabilities associated with vision problems than used to.
So overall, we have this good news. People are living healthier, longer lives. And by the way, Lisa, it's also good economic news because there had been fears that people living longer but in bad shape could be medically very expensive. But of course, all this does raise a somewhat difficult question, which is if older Americans are in better shape, maybe we should raise the age of retirement and Social Security.
Which, of course, is an extremely sensitive subject, mainly because it would have a huge impact not only inside medicine, but outside.
But not to worry, the question is premature. David Cutler says you can't talk about having people work later, longer, until you break down the numbers by income levels, because there's a lot of research that shows that higher income people are doing a lot better, many years better, than lower income people in terms of life expectancy and health.
So one wants to be really, really careful not to make policy that affects everyone based only on the average if there are systematic differences between some groups and the average.
So Cutler says that that's the next step in the research, is to look at whether we do see the same rates of living longer, healthier lives among the classes.
Meanwhile, we can look forward, Carrie, to not just a longer, but probably and hopefully a healthier old age.
If we're average, yes.
If we're average, happy to be average. Mm-hmm. Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you for the good news.
You're welcome.